I don't like Christmas. Season of Goodwill? Blah. Well, personally, I love Christmas, and I have no time for such posturing festive naysayers and their frankly quite ludicrous stance. I ask you, what's not to like? It's a time when people are generally a bit nicer to each other, when there's no work to worry about for a few days. In fact, there's not much to worry about at all. Spending a careless week or two eating all of your favourite foods and guzzling all sorts of ridiculous drinks like whiskey mac and champagne cocktails and introducing small children to Advocaat snowballs and Laurel and Hardy films. On the sofa at 9 a.m. watching an old film while taking breakfast from the big tin of Roses chocolates and sipping tea which may or may not have whiskey in it. Why can't it be like that all the time? And now that we've reached a pact with my three sisters and their extended families that a simple card will suffice and that getting together is so much more important, the gift-buying trawl around the shops has been dramatically reduced, and my ears are already ringing with the hollow laughter of my wife when she hears that statement. "Could you get so-and-so something or other?" she asked one year. "It's a bit difficult for me to get to the shops," I replied casually, when at the time I could have spat out of the office window and hit Oxford Street, or more likely hit a Christmas shopper or a Japanese tourist. But on the subject of presents, I draw the line at people who make lists. Hints are accepted, as is asking the advice of their partners, but presenting someone with a shopping list doesn't seem right to me. Use your imagination. I mean, this might explain why I've been the recipient of such a ropey and rotten old selection of gifts over the years. Or something else might explain that, of course, but it really is the thought that counts. It doesn't matter at all if nobody gives you, well, let's say the DVD set of the 2009 Ashes series, or a Ben Sherman shirt, or the remastered Beatles albums in mono, of course. It doesn't matter at all. Some years ago, it was plainly going to be Sandra's dad's last Christmas, so we put on a bit of a show, got as many people around for the day as we could. And at about 2 a.m. when the last of the stragglers departed and Sandra and I were debating the merits of doing the nth round of clearing up now or leaving it until later that morning, a thought occurred to me. If I ever suggest having 17 people round for Christmas lunch again, just bloody well shoot me, will you? Funnily enough, the old bugger's plan of smoking his way through various cancers meant that he stuck around for another 2 years, I think. Although there were rather more understated affairs. "You said your goodbyes last year," I said. We were joined by a bunch of younger relatives 2 years ago, and afterwards we described the experience as being like running a hotel. For the first time in my life, I returned to work in January with a spring in my step, glad of the rest. Family, eh? Or as I came to describe them, that bunch of idle, freeloading bastards. But this year, joy of joys, this year we are to be on our own. From Christmas Eve onwards, it's just me and the wife. Unbridled hedonism, expensive treats, pure indulgence. And having been pretty unselfish over the years, goodwill above all to each other. As Eric Morecambe once said, "I've stuffed the turkey, now all I've got to do is kill it and cook it." She's looking forward to hearing all of my Christmas jokes again, I just know it. Merry Christmas, Shane. Merry Christmas, Neil. Merry Christmas, everyone. And may all your Christmases be
Christmas, Bing. Merry Christmas, Frank. Merry Christmas, everybody.